This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, December 16. What should we do? Dear friends, in our Gospel readings, we become very familiar with the Pharisees and scribes, trying to trip Jesus with trick questions. So this week, it's refreshing to hear some honest questions from honest questioners. John is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Isaiah, calling on the people to prepare ye the way of the Lord. His listeners are moved, they're inspired, but they're also confused. How exactly are they expected to prepare the way of the Lord? What should they do to make straight his path? They need some specific guidance on how to make the rhetoric real. They face a familiar problem. How do we translate scriptural teachings into meaningful everyday behavior? Their reaction is, what next? What should we do? John's answers are straight to the point and precisely fit the lives of each of his listeners. To the soldier, he says, don't abuse your power. To the tax collector, he says, no cheating. To everyone, he says, share what you have with those who have not. These are the basics, the character building, blocking, and tackling of a moral life. This is not yet the messianic message of love. As John is quick to add, he's not the Messiah. The Christ is coming. John's job is to announce that coming and to tell us to prepare for it. This Advent, it's a job he's still working at. You and I take inspiration from John's eloquent and always applicable call to repent and prepare. To translate scripture into 21st century action, John is telling us, live and examine life. Get a grip on your purpose. Compare it to your practice. Correct your ways. Comply with those of the Lord. You can spell it all out in just one sentence. It's as simple and as complicated as giving each day to God. David prayed, keep me from paying attention to that which is worthless. What a perfect petition to guard against the craziness that has come to surround Christmas. What a reminder to give these precious Advent days to God. You know, few of us are so spiritually mature that in our daily communion with God flows organically and continuously. We need the discipline to set aside specific early morning time to get in touch with God before our thoughts start to wander. Daily devotional scripture is always the best way to kickstart your prayer life. Then thank God, tell him your plans, and ask him, what should we do? Start the morning as close to him as you possibly can. Then stay with him through the day, listening for his answer. He always does. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. God love you.